So, how long have you been battling addiction?
Including the recovery part, I've been in the mess for about 5. I mean, let's be honest. So, since I was 16 years old, so that would make it 16 years. I didn't know it was addiction at the time, but looking back, it definitely is a part of it.
Right. And then you're welcome to take off your mask if you want to. If you're not comfortable, that's totally fine. So during your addiction, what was your housing situation, like your diet and food and your health care, etc.?
So at 28 years old, I kind of was on the homeless side of things. There was probably a few months in there where I was living in a car. There was a few months where I was doing the hotel thing. I lived at the shelter for a solid year, the men's shelter downtown. And then there's obvious nights that where you just crash on concrete. Typically the food would come from like Vinny's or shoplifting from convenience stores. There's the Salvation Army house that would give a meal, but I didn't know about all that until like the last few months of the addiction process.
Okay. Were you employed during this time in your life? And if so, please explain.
During the homeless times,
I had a job for
probably like 2 months in there. And occasionally do the Home Depot work to get some day pay, but very rarely.
So I would just do the best notes stuff. Like, we can train you.
Okay. So did you attend any other recovery programs before Next Level Recovery?
I did Odyssey House for 8 months, and the drug court program graduated in January this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll know that. So, like,
Do you think they failed you, and why do you think that they failed you, those other programs?
Absolutely not. So the moment that I asked for a program and asked for treatment was the beginning of my sober date, and I've been taking it seriously since.
Cool. How would you describe your relationships during your addiction with your family, your friends, significant others, etc.?
Absolutely zero. There was lost relationship with myself as well as all of family, children, significant others.
Do you have children?
Two.
Two children.
And so they'll come in for the UA hours. And what they do is when they UA them, they don't do a 12, you know, like cup or like log results like we do.
Yeah.
So what they do is they just do work within Dominion. So they'll like.
So what was the darkest time during your addiction? Is there a specific couple months that was really bad?
So I went from like smoking to using IV. There was a phone call from my son's mom saying that my brother had passed, and I went from thinking of it as like a vacation, just kind of being out there and not taking care of my responsibilities, to like I want to join him kind of concept. And I went from kind of using mild amounts, $10 and $20 here and there, to full blown crime, all of it, just kind of giving up.
Was this your turning point in deciding you wanted to become sober and recover from your addiction?
It took a little while after that, and a few more charges and stays in jail.
Was this years or months or?
So probably a year of since David died, but then I found out my grandma passed on my last booking into Summit County Jail. Or my grandma was sick and she blocked my phone call, and that was the moment when I was like, if I fix this now, maybe I'll be able to have that conversation with her. Maybe she'll get better. I didn't know how sick she was. She ended up dying like 6 days later. Didn't know that until 4 months, and I got took into Odyssey House, and I took the phone call, and grandpa picked up and said that she was gone. So, and instead of using that as an excuse to go back, I decided that it was like, I gotta be able to look myself in the mirror and hopefully kind of make her proud for all the conversations I didn't get to have.
One in five is just like, we can't guarantee.
Yeah.
yeah. that someone will be here to UA them. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I just want to have like more hours.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about during your recovery. So what were your first few weeks like with Next Level Recovery?
Getting out of the Odyssey House program and coming into this, it was kind of a good change of pace. Not necessarily as structured, but definitely felt more comfortable in a sense and not as attacked, so I could actually do other work in other areas.
That's awesome. What were your initial feelings entering Next Level Recovery? Were you, you know, confident? Were you scared?
So I considered Odyssey being the entree, and they wanted me to do Odyssey IOP, so I was like, nah, I need a break. Like, you can't just swim laps in a pool. You, at some point in time, you got to come up for air.
Right, exactly.
And so coming into Next Level, I was confident that I had the basic rules down. I was confident in the recovery part, and I was confident that I was going to be able to help others as well as myself while I was in this program.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you recall when you first began to connect positive influences in your life related to recovery? I guess I'm not quite sure how I should word this. Did you feel when you were in Next Level Recovery, did you feel you were rebuilding relationships, finding more employment opportunities, positive things like that, that kind of was a result of Next Level Recovery?
I think that Next Level Recovery was a great place to like network, as well as the sober living option that they offer kind of gave me that safe place to rebuild and grow and meet people that could like facilitate employment.
Awesome. That's really good. So were you employed during this time in your life? This whole time, were you unemployed while you were in Odyssey House or in Next Level Recovery?
Odyssey House allows you to do like a pivot program where you earn like $1 a day kind of thing, and you have to get to a certain level. But I did the structure instead of doing the job, and I like ran the house instead. So when I first got out and did Next Level, it took me a good month and a half before I was employed doing demolition. And I still do demolition to this day.
Awesome. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You can't really break something down and not be honest about it. It's kind of like one of those things that it's done and it's done kind of concept.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
So can you tell me about a basic day at your recovery house? So that would be like food, healthcare, leadership opportunities, and the employment.
A basic day at the sober living?
Yeah.
So I run the house, so in a sense I got to take a little bit of responsibility for everybody else's employment, and we have like soft skills that we include, including like chore inspectors as well as like employee support, so you can have like the opportunity to like get other new residents into positions or where they might be comfortable and you point them out. As far as the house it goes for food, people kind of bring in their own food. There's an occasional barbecue or some connection that we do every other week, so we can like all sit down and just eat some good food. I'm kind of a chef by trade. I got into demolition afterwards because my trade itself is a huge trigger for me. So I occasionally flex that talent and let the guys eat some good food.
That's fun. Did you feel that your healthcare needs were provided?
Absolutely.
Good. So how did the environment make you feel at the houses? And even just in the recovery programs here, the environment with everybody, you know? Like, did you feel good about everything? Were you ever really uncomfortable?
No, it's super comfortable here. Like, it's well put together in that sense. I think the houses can get a little isolated sometimes, but that's the whole point of recovery, is to fight it and stay connected.
That's great. Did you witness any other success stories with other people, you know, battling their addiction and recovering? You would think that.
Absolutely. So your previous interviewee and a couple of the guys that are coming in are all friends and people I've connected with, and they're all doing very well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a couple slips, but if we can, like, say, I hate to use the word connected again, but if we can stay, like, involved with each other, it seems to usually bounce back. Most people want this.
Good. So how confident were you? You're not at a house anymore, right? You're not at the Odyssey House or anything?
No.
You're
living down in Draper for several living properties.
Perfect. Okay. So how confident were you to leave that house?
So I'd say like 50-50. Skills were there, but the lower end of the hierarchy of needs. So like shelter, like I had to make sure I got into the sober living. I had to make sure I followed the rules. Make sure I got some employment or some money because I came out broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but it hasn't been detrimental either.
Are you here for testimony?
Yeah,
what's that? Are you here for the testimony too?
What's
the testimony? I don't know how many people they got
from that. Okay, that's great. So did you feel that you were better equipped to stay abstinent after leaving?
Absolutely.
That's what I figured.
Absolutely. And part of it too is just like you go through enough and then eventually the switch happens in your brain, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life wondering if I'm going to be able to have conversations with people I care about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't feel like going back.
Good. That's really good.
At all.
So I know you kept your demolition job. But did you see any more employment opportunities coming at you, like job offers or?
Before COVID, I was doing security for the Saltaire.
Oh, awesome.
As well. So like, there's definitely people who want to employ people in recovery, especially people who are doing well. But like, you gotta like make sure your SR-22, your driver's license, all these other things are taken care of for some of the bigger jobs.
Yeah.
But it seems like I've come across some good ones.
Good, that's really good. So what do your home life and relationships look like now with your family, your kids, etc.?
I'm definitely talking to both of my children weekly.
Great.
Sometimes and I've actually seen my son for the first time in 3 years plus.
Awesome.
A month ago. So things are rebuilding. I'm taking it super slow because, one, I want it to be permanent, but two, it's also like I know the damage I did, and I know it's not gonna be easy to just like be accepted back into people's lives.
Okay, cool. Those are all the questions I have. Do you feel like you have anything other significant that, or big parts of your story that you'd like to tell me?
No.
If not, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Well, cool. We're done then. Thank you for helping me out with that.
I appreciate you.